Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Rev Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to see you here.
So great to be here.
Definitely. We're going to be discussing Lesson 62 today, Forgiveness is My Function as the Light of the World. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. It is your function that will bring the world of darkness to the light. It is your forgiveness that lets you recognize the light in which you see. Forgiveness is the demonstration that you are the light of the world. Through your forgiveness does the truth about yourself return to your memory. Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation.
Illusions about yourself and the world are one. That is why all forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Your goal is to find out who you are, having denied your identity by attacking creation and its creator. Now you are learning how to remember the truth. For this, attack must be replaced by forgiveness so that thoughts of life may replace thoughts of death.
Remember that in every attack, you call upon your own weakness, while every time you forgive, you call upon the strength of Christ in you. Do you not then begin to understand what forgiveness will do for you? It will remove all sense of weakness, strain, and fatigue from your mind. It will take away all fear and guilt and pain. It will restore the invulnerability and power God gave His Son to your awareness.
Let us be glad to begin and end this day by practicing today's idea and to use it as frequently as possible throughout the day. It will help to make the day as happy for you as God wants you to be, and it will help those around you as well as those who seem to be far away in space and time to share this happiness with you.
As often as you can, closing your eyes if possible, say to yourself, forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. I would fulfill my function that I may be happy.
Then devote a minute or two to considering your function and the happiness and release it will bring you.
Let related thoughts come freely, for your heart will recognize these words, and in your mind is the awareness that they are true. Should your attention wander, repeat the idea and add, I would remember this because I want to be happy. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. And so it is. Before we have a short discussion about this lesson, let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. As you read this lesson, the second paragraph, it says, your goal is to find out who you are, having denied your identity by attacking creation and its creator. And you might be wondering, well, when have I attacked creation? I don't remember attacking creation. It's very subtle, you see, this game of ego mind. Every judgment is an attack on creation. God is. God's will is what we're experiencing with the body eyes, with the five senses. When we look outside ourselves, we are seeing what God is manifested in form. So again, it's if we're just looking with the body senses and that's informing the egoic thought system, we're missing out on the infinite universe that really lies within. This journey of ascension, this evolution of the personal self to the point where we are expressing as Christ consciousness and we're sustaining that expression, that's enlightenment. When we approach this, and as we approach this, we begin to look within and we begin to realize early on in our lessons, we've been talking about it again and again, that the world is reflective It's reflecting thoughts. And we're painting the world with our perception, I should say the ego's perception, or the small-minded personal self's perception of the world. And its perception is completely based on judgment. So if we begin to withhold judgment, we begin to withhold an attack on creation. We also have arrested the habit, the pattern of painting the world, giving it meaning other than its true meaning. And we can't see that true meaning with the body's eyes. As we've learned in our lessons, we must return to the very center of our being. We must join in union, in relationship with our higher self, and allow that vision, the vision of a wholehearted mind, the thought system of Christ, Christ consciousness, then begins to inform us so that we can see with new eyes, and we begin to see without judgment. We begin to see the truth of what God is. This course is designed to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. My function is to see the truth through the eyes of Christ consciousness.
And in so doing, we attain the goal of our divine identity. It says that, as Brother T also said, that the goal is to find out who we are. Having denied our identity, our divine identity, by attacking creation and its creator. Every judgment is an attack. Every judgment and every attack debilitates us. It leads to suffering. It leads to sadness and unhappiness. And what we are practicing is replacing every thought of judgment, every thought of attack, with a thought of love, with a thought of forgiveness, of going back before we give any judgment whatsoever. And really what this is requiring us to do is to simply accept and allow what is. To accept and allow what is without our opinion, without our judgment, without our commentary on it whatsoever. And to begin to create a spaciousness in which we allow creation to inform us what it is revealing to us. And so the salvation and the happiness that this practice leads to is everything that we want. We have misperceived that everything that we want can be found in the world, and this simply is not so. Every story, every docudrama, every mini-series, every series, everything that we see reflected back to us in media and in news and in our quote-unquote entertainment reflects this saga and this epic drama of what judgment leads to. And so now it's time to, moment by moment, thought by thought, change the story. To give up our unforgiveness story, to step into our forgiveness story, which is really a love story, which is really simply remembering only love. And since that's what we are, it's simpler and easier than we might imagine. We are companioned so mightily, so deeply, so profoundly, so beautifully, every step, every breath in our remembrance of what we are, who we are, and how we serve as the light of the world. How glorious it is to remember that the function that God gave us leads to our happiness. And why wouldn't the Father, Mother presence want its creation to be happy? It's really okay to be happy right now. And so we let it be. We let our light shine. We allow forgiveness. We allow creation to be as it is. And we get the gift of our divine identity, which has been held in trust for us. Never left. We can step into it right now. Let's do that together. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today. God bless you. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in